AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. China's People's Liberation Army says it successfully completed 2 days of military exercises in the waters off Taiwan, concluding a set of high-powered maneuvers aimed at asserting its sovereignty over the island. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has the latest on the government's case against Kinmar Abrego Garcia.
A court filing says ICE doesn't plan to detain Kinmar Abrego Garcia again as long as a judge's order banning it stands. Abrego Garcia was mistakenly deported to his home country, El Salvador, and was in prison. Earlier this month, a federal judge questioned whether government officials could be trusted to follow orders barring them from taking Abrego Garcia into immigration custody or deporting him. The government accused him of being a gang member. Abrego Garcia denies it. His attorney, Simon Sandoval Moschenberg, said last week the goal is to remain free.
Justice would be that he remain here in Maryland, free from the constant threat, free from the persecution of this government, free from the threat that they're going to try to remove him to, you know, whatever fourth or fifth or sixth African country they can name.
Another judge earlier found there was some evidence the prosecution of Abrego Garcia could be vindictive. I'm Ed Donahue.
California says it will delay revoking 17,000 commercial driver's licenses until March. This will give the state more time to ensure truckers and bus drivers who legally qualify for the licenses can keep them. This announcement comes a week after immigrant groups filed a lawsuit. But U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said the state may lose $160 million if it doesn't meet a January 5th deadline to revoke the licenses. Wall Street is drifting lower before the opening bell, heading for the fourth day of losses on the final day of trading for 2025. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. Cade Cunningham scored 27 points, and the Pistons handed the Lakers a 128-106 defeat on the 41st birthday of star LeBron James. VJ Edgecombe scored 25 and hit a game-winning three with 2.2 seconds left in overtime in the 76ers' 139-136 win over the Grizzlies. Three-time MVP Nikola Jokic of the Nuggets will miss at least 4 weeks with a hyperextended left knee. College football, TCU rallied to defeat number 16 USC 30-27 in overtime in the Alamo Bowl. Former Oregon and Eagles coach Chip Kelly has been hired as Northwestern's offensive coordinator. NFL Patriots star receiver Stephon Diggs is facing strangulation and other criminal charges in connection with a dispute with his former private chef, and the Cowboys waived former All-Pro cornerback Trayvon Diggs. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.